it's time for the low moment in the program. It's called the word of the day. And this is a real word. All of these are real words. And today it's called massaluent. Massaluent is...
I got it. Hang on, I got it.
You weren't going to do this without me, were you? Massaluent, is that what I heard you say? Well, you know, that is a name known to many, Phil. Narvel and Mary Jean Massaluent in the 1930s gave birth to three boys who later became experts in the world of unicycling, trapeze, and jumping on a trampoline while shooting a potato gun. Now, you know, they traveled exclusively in Europe under the name of the Magnificent Massaluent Brothers until their untimely demise when two of the brothers suffered extensive bruising from an untimely potato accident.
Wrong.
What is that?
Again, Mark,
it
help
should
us.
Be whatever he just said. It's lacking in substance, which is sort of like what he just
that
said.
That is just what I said. Yeah.
It's time for that weekly display of superior insight on this least anticipated part of the whole program, actually.
Wait, is this the word of the week?
This is it, Kel.
I know what it is.
You have to wait till he says it.
You don't say the word.
You're Baptist, you can't know yet.
The word of the week is delitescent. Delitescent.
I told you I had it. Delitescent is what you said, and I got to tell you, a delitescent is slightly less effective than an antiperspirant. But it's a lot cheaper, and you can find it on eBay. It's available in a spray or a roll-on or in a bucket with a brush. And just remember, a little delitescent goes a long way, but pack it on, my friend, because your friends will appreciate it. Delitescent, that's what you're talking about.
Wrong, and wrong again.
That is wrong.
Every time you're wrong.
Surprisingly.
Most people tend to be delitescent about their past. What do you think, Mark?
What do you think, Tori?
If they're delitescent about their past, I think they're hiding their past.
Oh.
Terrific. Uh-huh. That's exactly right, that's right, Kev.
Well, what I meant was your past, if it stinks, then there's no way
out. Uh-huh. You need to roll on the delitescent.
That's right. Full circle moment there. Full circle.
It's time once again for the word of the day. Are you all ready to go?
Goody.
This meaningless moment we do every week.
I'm sitting on go.
Okay, here we go. The word of the day is autoshediastic. Autoshediastic.
I do recall that, actually. The autoshediastic, of course, was a tasty pasta recipe that was available in a soda can that became quite popular in the U.S. It was developed by Ralph Boyardee in 1937. Now, of course, that recipe was later stolen by his brother Chef and changed the name to SpaghettiOs, and the rest is history, you know. Except for poor Ralph, who died penniless and unknown, still trying to suck a noodle through a straw. You know? Am I right on that?
You are really wrong. Really wrong. Autoshediastic. You've just heard a great example of something that is autoshediastic.
Mark, what does it mean?
It means something done in the spur of the moment, improvised. Just what you heard, Kevin. He's the king of it.
He's
the king of improvisation.
Guys. The whole world is waiting to hear your brilliance once again on the word of the day, so let's not keep waiting. The word is kinch. Kinch.
Oh, I know this.
You do?
I actually know this, guys. A kinch is a vertebral subluxation resulting in a misaligned or herniated disc. For instance, I've got a kinch in my back.
Yeah.
You would say that, you know. So I got that right, didn't I?
Sorry, Kev.
Oh, wow. Really
not a chance
that.
Was that even close. Here's a sentence. Some people kinch even when something's not funny, like we're doing right now.
Yeah. Vertebral subluxation. You didn't know I knew that, did you?
What?
Yeah. You can't even hear me over there, can you?
I can hear.
No, you can't hear thunder.
No, I can hear.
Gloria came in the room the other day and said, Bill, I'm proud of you. And he looked up and said, yeah, I'm tired of you, too.
I didn't say that.
Oh, we're having fun here. It's a big old party.
But it means to laugh loudly, right?
It means to laugh. Very good, William. The word of the day, and if everybody's ready, here is the word. Quag swag. Quag swag is the word of the day.
Quag swag?
I got quag squag.
Somehow we knew.
Quag squag.
Quag swag. Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm surprised you guys didn't ring in on that. The Quag Swag was a great post-war pop song that swept the country, bringing joy to millions. You know, the Quag Swag was the predecessor to the Hokey Pokey. And Bill Gaither himself tried the Quag Swag just before the show today, put his left foot in and threw his back out. So am I right on that? You remember the... Let's hear a little piece of the Quag Swag now. Can you play that in the booth?
No, Kev. What? Weren't close.
No. It's
people
it
offer
close.
Quag swag to music being played. Yeah, that's right. It was.
What is it, Mark? Well, to move back and forth, to sway to the music, and not throw your hip out.
Today on the Word of the Day, a bit different. This is for real.
I can't wait.
I know. We're celebrating National Spoonerism Day.
Ooh, wow.
In honor of Reverend William Spooner. He was a dean at Oxford, became very famous for his slips of the tongue.
You know,
Kevin, would you like to say something?
Well, I think you're slightly incorrect there. Spoonerism, you know, as everybody knows, is a phrase that became popular in the late 1800s when a small religious faction of devoted New England citizens known as the Spoonerists began to pick up steam, not only in religious circles.
They picked up steam.
But in political realms as well as the world of fine cutlery. Now, they were later replaced, of course, by the butter kniferists and the well-known salad forkerists. So, am I right on any of these? Is this not...
You are not remotely close, my friend.
Okay. I think you're spot on, Kev.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
A spoonerism is when you reverse the first letter of the last name and the first letter of the first name. And Bill Gaither would be Gil Baither, for example.
I got you.
That's a spoonerism.
I got you.
I'm Bo Johnsel.
Yeah, Bo Johnsel. That's good, though.
Wow.
Well, you, Kevin. I like that.
Now I know. Wevin Gilliams.
All right.
I'm Tori Tapp.
You're Tori Tapp.
I'm Tori Tapp.
You're still Tori Tapp.